there aren't a lot of perfect systems out there for doing what we want to do with E-Verify. But it is probably the best we have today in respect to the technology that's available. And so this amendment basically does a couple of things, utilizing E-Verify as a vehicle. It requires that state agencies effective July 1st of this year, of 2012, excuse me, use E-Verify to verify the employment eligibility of prospective employees before extending an offer to them.
Thrasher even implied that some of the 9/11 terrorists wouldn't have found refuge in Florida had E-Verify been in place. The bill, SB 2040, has attracted hundreds of protesters to Tallahassee and even led activists to call for a boycott of Florida if it passes. The Senate took up the bill this afternoon. Senate President Mike Haradopoulos started discussion of SB 2040 by saying the debate was going to be contentious.
Regardless of what the vote is today, we want to send a message that this is still the most incredible place to live, not only in America, but in the world. And that what we want to do is understand why people want to come to this country.
This morning, Senator J.D. Alexander, a Republican from Lake Wales, filed a strike-all amendment requiring state and local agencies to use E-Verify to check the status of those seeking public benefits, among other things.
The amendment today that I'm offering requires the state's one-stop career centers to use E-Verify, which is the federal government's internet-based employment verification system, for every worker that they refer to an employer. They would also certify to the employer that the verification has been done.
The amendment would also encourage law enforcement to do the same to those who get arrested. He said, unlike its House counterpart, as amended, there's one key thing SB 2040 doesn't do.
This amendment does not include mandatory use of E-Verify for public or private employers.
Even as discussion got bogged down over amendments, what quickly emerged was a debate on the overarching concept of immigration. The bill mimics a harsh anti-immigration bill passed in Arizona last year. In an emotional plea to her colleagues, Senator Gwen Margolis asked why immigrants have become so stigmatized in recent years.
What is wrong? What in the world is wrong? What is happening in this state? In Dade County, everybody speaks another language. You don't even get a job if you don't speak another language. That's the way it is. That's where we live. This is where I grew up. This is what's important. What's important is people have to live and they're willing to work. And I couldn't vote for this in a million years.